my parents' marriage really start to fall apart, which led to them getting a divorce in the winter of 1993. In the spring of 1994, my dad decided he was going to move out of state. I was 11 years old and in the fifth grade. And it came down to the day my dad was going to leave. Just as I was coming home from school, my dad was pulling out of the driveway. He stopped and he got out of his van and he told me how much he loved me. But I was so sad and I couldn't understand why my dad was leaving me. I had to stand in the driveway and watch my dad, my world, drive away. Though little did I know, my dad moving away was part of God's great plan. Of all places my dad moved, could have moved, he moved to Black Mountain, North Carolina. I started to visit my dad over Christmas and summer breaks, and it was really wonderful to get to come up to North Carolina and visit my dad. Though, meanwhile, back in Florida, over the years, my life really started to change. My mom couldn't handle being a single parent, and things started to get really loose around the house. By the time I was 14, my mom would let me drink alcohol and smoke pot inside the house. She would let me have boys stay the night, which led to me losing my virginity and becoming quite promiscuous. I started to do really bad in school and I was on the verge of dropping out. I got very depressed. I would cut myself and I even had thoughts of suicide. By the spring of 1998, I decided I was bisexual, and I ended up in a same-sex relationship with a girl named Jen Booth. I continued to walk further into darkness. That same summer, I ended up overdosing on liquid LSD, and after that, my mom decided she couldn't handle me anymore, and my dad decided it would be in my best interest if I came and lived with him. In the summer of 1998, I moved to Black Mountain, North Carolina, and I began my sophomore year of high school at Owen High in the fall. I continued a long-distance relationship with my girlfriend, Jen, and I had a rough first year adjusting to living with my father, who was much more strict than my mother. I was very disrespectful and disobedient, and I made a lot of people very angry. In the summer of 1999, I went back to Florida for my summer break, and I continued to walk further and further into darkness. I indulged into my relationship with my girlfriend, and I continued to use drugs. I would fight with my mom almost every day, which led to us getting in the worst fight we had ever been in. I hit her, and I pushed her, and I spit on her, and I told her I hated her. And I ran into the bathroom with a knife. She thought I was gonna kill myself, so she called 911 and the cops came, and I ended up in a mental institution for 4 days. Shortly after I was released from the mental institution, it was time for me to return to Black Mountain to start my junior year of high school. My dad was so angry at me with choices that I had made over the summer, and he almost didn't want to take me back. He just told me how to stay. He told me how to stay in Florida, and my mom said she couldn't handle me, and my dad didn't want to deal with me. But my dad gave me the benefit of the doubt, and he let me return to live with them. And I started my junior year of high school. And after that summer, I just realized that I had to make some changes. Nothing good was happening, and I just wasn't going anywhere. So, I slowly started to turn my life around. My 17th birthday was right around the corner, and I started to express an interest for photography. And my dad gave me a manual camera for my 17th birthday with a beautiful card. And in the card, he told me to see the light. I started to see the light and all the beauty in the world, and I now realize that was God reaching out to me. Though all I knew was sin and darkness, so even though I saw the light and thought I was happy, I had nothing to connect with you. I didn't know where it was coming from. Over the next few years, I continued to grow as a photographer, and I saw the light, but like I said, I just didn't know where it was coming from, or, you know, what to make of it. So in the spring of 2001, I graduated from Owen High, and I decided I was going to move back to Florida to go to college for photography. By the time I moved back to Florida, my girlfriend Jen had become pregnant and engaged to her current boyfriend, which ended our relationship. We became friends, and I ended up in my first serious relationship with a boy named Ryan. In the fall of 2001, I started college and continued my relationship with my boyfriend, and I thought I was in love with this great guy, but come to find out, Ryan was not a good person for me to be with. I continued to go to school and work part-time, and I was really struggling to make enough money to take care of myself. Ryan encouraged me to get a job waiting tables where I could wear a revealing outfit. I ended up getting a job as a cocktail server in a gentleman's club, which led to me becoming a stripper. Working as a stripper was probably my darkest hour. I would go to work and get drunk and use my body to make money. Over the next year, I became extremely unhappy and completely forgot who I was and what I was doing. I stopped taking pictures and I started to do really bad in college. I continued to live a life just full of darkness. Things start to fall apart in Ryan and I's relationship. He became very physically and verbally abusive with me. He would call me horrible names. I asked him to stop, though things continued to get worse. One morning we woke up and we got in a horrible fight, and Ryan picked me up off the ground by my neck and pinned me against the wall. I was so scared. I bit him on his forearm as hard as I could to get away. In a panic, I dialed 911 and the cops came to his father's apartment where we were staying. They took one look at the bite mark on his arm and they took me to jail. I sat in jail for almost 72 hours waiting for someone to bail me out. Finally, Ryan came and bailed me out. He told me he was sorry and he told me he loved me, and I took him back once again. The following month, we moved in together. He told me he wanted to get married and have a baby. Though I knew I wasn't ready, and I'm so thankful I knew that, because 6 months later, Ryan left for work one day and he never came home. He had been cheating on me. I packed up everything I owned, and that was the last time I ever saw him. I moved in with my cousin, and I continued to work as a stripper until one night I left work in tears and decided what I was doing was degrading. In the fall of 2003, I decided I had enough hard times in Florida, and I decided it was time for me to move back to Asheville. One night in the spring of 2004, my ex-girlfriend Jen and I were having dinner, and she told me she had become a Christian. And she was so happy, and I saw her joy. She asked me to consider becoming a Christian, and I immediately proclaimed my faith. And I asked her, I said, Jen, why you of all people, why would you ask me to become a Christian? And she said, because he knew you would listen to me. Two weeks later, on Easter Sunday, 2004, I threw everything I owned in the back of a U-Haul and I moved back to Asheville. I arrived in Asheville on April 12th, 2004, with a sense of joy I'd never felt. Everything fell right into place. I found a job and a place to live. And God was on my heart, and I decided it was time to find a church. I ended up at the Christian bookstore in the Innsbruck Mall, hoping someone could point me in the direction of a good church. the gentleman working the counter was not very nice, and he asked me a few questions, and being a believer for only a few weeks, I didn't know what to say. He was just asking me just general questions, I guess, and I mean, I'd only been believing for about 3 or 4 weeks, and I didn't know. I didn't know what to say, and he looked at me and he said, how do you believe? And I said, because he's in my heart, and I walked out the door. That experience kept me out of fellowship for about 3 more months. In July of 2004, I went over to my friend's house for a cookout. My friend Wendy also had her coworker, Larissa, over. Larissa was so nice and happy, and she started to speak very highly of her church. Being interested in finding a good church, I asked her where she went, and she said The Body in downtown Asheville. She invited me to attend the upcoming Sunday service, and I took her up on her invitation. On Sunday, July 25th, 2004, I walked through the doors of 70 North Lexington, and I immediately knew I did not have to look for a church anymore. The service was beautiful. After the service, I learned that there was a baptism for August 15th, 2004. Larissa said, "You have to meet Carter." I was being so shy and passive, and I was like, "He doesn't want to meet me." And Larissa took me by the hand over to where Carter was standing and introduced us. She also told Carter I was interested in the upcoming baptism, and Carter asked me if I believed in God, and I said yes with tears in my eyes. And Carter took one look at me and he said, "He's all over you, and I would be delighted to do that for you." I left The Body with the most peace and happiness I had ever felt, and 3 weeks later, on August 15th, 2004, Carter baptized me in the Friends of Broad River. And since that day, my life has been the best it has ever been. I am the happiest that I have ever been. And, you know, it's up and down. Some days are easier than others, but just life is just so beautiful, and I'm not afraid anymore, and it's just like the more I delight in him, the better my life gets. And you give your life to God, and everything really truly does fall right into place. And he just knew from the very beginning. He took into account all this because he knew that eventually it would get me here today, sitting up here sharing his story. And he just knew the perfect church. He just knew the perfect minister, just every good and perfect thing. And I'm blessed, and I'm so thankful to be alive, to be breathing at this very moment, and to be up here sharing this with you guys. I just want to close with a verse that got me the day of my baptism. Came across this, and because I'm still just so new in this, but I'm constantly learning, and I was like, where did all this come from? And so I started to read Genesis, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. So that's pretty much it. Thank you.